Have you ever stopped to consider how search, the very way we find information online has just fundamentally changed with this, explosive rise of AI and large language models? The internet is absolutely buzzing about these new capabilities, but what does it truly mean for the content you create, and maybe more importantly, how people actually discover it? Today, we're taking a deep dive into something called content engineering for LLM-centric discovery. It's a powerful methodology often referred to as GO content production. Our mission really is to unpack the strategies and the practical steps you can take right now to make your content not just visible, but profoundly valuable. Valuable to both traditional search engines and these sophisticated new AI systems. We want to equip you with actionable insights to build a robust content strategy for this AI era. Okay, let's try to unpack this a bit. It's no longer just about writing for humans, is it? I mean, we're witnessing a pretty significant shift in how content is retrieved and served up. And if we don't adapt, well, even our most valuable content risks getting lost in just this huge sea of information.
Absolutely. And what's fascinating here, I think, is that while the audience's core needs, for well-written, engaging content that solves their problems, that remains constant. But the mechanisms by which that content gets discovered, they've evolved dramatically. We really need to bridge that gap between, let's say, human need and machine understanding.
So, okay, before we even think about crafting a single sentence, our sources really emphasize getting that solid foundation right, a data-backed content strategy. Now, for many, that might sound like, I don't know, a lot of extra work before even writing. Why is this foundational step just completely non-negotiable now in the AI era? And what does it actually involve?
Yeah, that's a crucial question. In the age of AI, great content doesn't just happen by accident, right? It really starts with understanding the why. Why is a topic important? What underlying problem does it solve for your audience? And maybe most critically, how can you develop that topic so it meets the needs of users and these evolving search engines, which now include LLMs and other AI systems? Our sources highlight that this GEO content strategy, it really begins with leveraging advanced tools like Qforia, is one example to build a comprehensive keyword matrix.
A keyword matrix. Okay, so we're talking about more than just like a simple list of keywords here. It sounds much bigger, like a full inventory.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Yeah, this isn't just about targeting, a few high-volume terms. It's about mapping out all the related queries on a particular topic. Think of it like creating this exhaustive map of user intent. And this matrix, well, it serves as the essential foundation. It tells you precisely what subjects and related queries are necessary to include in your content. It identifies the exact topics and questions that users and, by extension, AI are looking for. So the key takeaway here is really that your content strategy needs to be rooted in precise data. You have to identify the exact queries and topics users and AI are looking for before you even write a single word. It's about being incredibly intentional from the start.
Okay, intentionality through data. That makes sense.
Oh.
Okay, so with that data foundation firmly in place, let's talk about the actual craft of writing. The first step in GEO content production is what our sources call writing for synthesis. How do we, structure content so it performs well for both machines and humans, especially when it's being synthesized by AI?
Yeah, this is a crucial shift, and it really impacts everything. Modern retrieval systems, especially these embedding models, they rely on clean, well-defined chunks or semantic units of information. They need these to generate precise and relevant results. Now, if a paragraph covers too many different things, it just won't score as well against a specific query. So the first practical step is semantic chunking. You need to break down your content into concise paragraphs or sections, and each one needs to cover a clearly defined topic with a relevant header. The goal is basically one distinct subject per chunk, even if it means you end up with several, quite short paragraphs.
Right.
This makes it infinitely easier for AI to understand and process each idea separately. It minimizes the sort of cognitive load on the machine.
That makes perfect sense for the machine processing side. But how do we make sure that breaking it down so precisely doesn't make it feel, I don't know, disjointed or maybe overly simplistic for a human reader? Is there a balance we need to strike with the actual language we use?
Absolutely. Yeah, the human element is always paramount. And that leads us directly to semantic triples. This is all about using a really clear subject predicated object structure. And doing this significantly boosts retrieval accuracy. The active voice is, well, it's your best friend here. Think of it like this. If you write, "The pros of buying a lake house are many," that's passive, right? And it's a bit vague for an AI. It's not telling the AI precisely who or what is doing what.
So we want to be really direct, leave no room for misinterpretation.
Precisely. Instead, try. A lake house subject, provides predicate weekend relaxation and rental income potential object for homeowners. See? That's crystal clear. It's actionable and it's machine readable.
Yeah, that is much clearer.
It tells the AI exactly what does what, but it still reads very naturally for a human. This really highlights how important precision has become, you know, even right down at the sentence level.
Wow, that's a huge difference in clarity. Okay, what else makes content really stand out to these systems beyond just the structure and the sentence type?
Well, you also need to provide unique, highly specific, or exclusive insights, things like proprietary data, original research, or truly unique analysis. This dramatically increases the likelihood of your content being retrieved and cited as authoritative, especially in RG, that's retrieval augmented generation pipelines.
Okay, RA pipelines.
So don't just say something generic like buying a lake house might be a good investment. I mean, that's easily duplicated, right?
Yeah, anyone could say that.
Exactly. Do this instead. Our analysis of 2,500 lakefront properties showed that lake houses in popular vacation regions appreciated 18% more in value over 5 years compared to non-waterfront homes.
Mm.
Now, that's a verifiable, specific insight. It really establishes your expertise.
Wow, that is powerful. It shows real, unique expertise and makes your content genuinely authoritative.
Right.
Okay, and to avoid any kind of like digital static for the AI, what about ambiguity? How important is that?
Critically important. Finally, you need to avoid ambiguity. Clearly defined, straightforward sentences reduce what we call embedding noise and consequently retrieval errors.
Embedding noise. Okay.
You can think of embedding noise as like the digital static or confusion in AI experiences when a chunk of text is too muddled or covers too many unrelated ideas. It makes it harder for the AI to confidently pull out precise information.
Right.
So if you just write, it comes with benefits and drawbacks.
Mm-hmm.
An AI might struggle to extract the specifics.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, be explicit. Owning a lake house offers benefits like rental income potential and weekend getaways, but also comes with drawbacks such as high maintenance costs and potential HOA restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
Each point is clear, it's distinct, and it reduces that noise.
So, okay, what does this all mean for you, the listener? It means being incredibly precise and clear, almost like you're speaking directly to an intelligent but very literal machine, while still making it engaging and valuable for a human reader. It's really about achieving maximum clarity for both audiences, isn't it?
Exactly that. And this actually raises another important question. How do we ensure that the AI truly understands what our content is about, you know, beyond just sentence structure?
Mm-hmm.
Clarity and reducing ambiguity are absolutely imperative for these RAGE systems and for GEO in general. Algorithms just can't parse and serve up what they don't understand. And that lack of clarity in content, well, it can be the difference between having your content leveraged by AI or just having it buried.
Yeah, I've definitely heard about entities in this context before. Can you break down what exactly they are and why they're so important for AI understanding?
Absolutely. Entities are fundamental units of information that AI can understand and sort of reason about. Think of them as distinct real-world objects or concepts.
Okay.
These can be things like people, places, organizations, concepts, products, events. You get the idea.
Right.
The importance lies in ensuring your content is clearly focused on the entity or topic you intend it to be about. And you do that by including all the necessary and related entities. This strengthens its meaning and context for the AI, basically leaving no room for doubt about the subject matter.
That sounds like, well, potentially a lot to wrap your head around conceptually. Could you give us a concrete example to really bring it to life?
Of course. Yeah, let's take the example of developing a piece of content on, say, Wi-Fi service enrichment.
Mm-hmm.
To truly convey clarity for an AI, you wouldn't just mention Wi-Fi enrichment. You'd want to include several related entities to really improve its correlation with that main topic.
Okay, so layering the context.
Exactly. So under geographical entities, you'd naturally have Richmond, VA.
Yeah.
But you'd also want to include specific neighborhoods and districts like Carytown or Maymont Park.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even specific locations like the Virginia Museum of Fine Art or Richmond Public Library.
Gotcha. So not just the city, but the specifics within it, building out that geographical context. That makes a lot of sense.
Precisely. Then for organizational entities, you'd list the relevant internet service providers in Richmond, like Xfinity, Verizon, perhaps T-Mobile Home Internet. You'd also mention public and commercial entities that offer Wi-Fi, such as libraries, universities, or maybe specific cafes.
Right. That really paints a vivid picture of how comprehensive you need to be. It's about building this rich web of understanding around your core topic. You're kind of giving the AI all the interconnected pieces it needs to construct a full picture, almost like a detailed mental map.
That's a great way to put it. And finally, for technical and conceptual entities, you'd want to discuss things like connection types, fiber, cable, 5G, home internet, etc., and related concepts such as, you know, download speeds, customer service quality, different pricing and plans, maybe even coverage areas within Richmond. Now, while not every single one of these entities will necessarily make it onto your final Wi-Fi service in Richmond page,
sure.
Understanding these types of associated and correlated information is incredibly helpful right from the outlining stage through to copy, design, and ultimately publication. It's all about leaving no room for doubt about what your content truly covers.
Okay, that level of detail for entity co-occurrence seems like a real game changer for AI comprehension. Now, we often talk about schema.org for structured data. It's been a cornerstone for SEO for years, right? But your sources suggest we need to look beyond schema. What does that entail for creating a truly machine-readable knowledge base that AI can leverage to its absolute fullest potential?
You're right. Schema.org is fantastic. It's incredibly important for providing that foundational context, no question.
Yeah.
However, if you're really aiming to create a robust, machine-readable knowledge base that truly maximizes AI understanding, you probably need additional layers of direction. It's really about moving from a general vocabulary, like schema provides, to a highly specific interconnected system that's tailored for your unique content.
Okay, more specific.
Yeah. One powerful way to do this is through custom ontologies. An ontology is essentially a formal machine-readable map of a specific domain. Think of it as creating your own specialized dictionary and grammar book just for your particular industry or niche.
Oh, okay.
So while a general dictionary like schema.org might define product, your custom ontology could define, say, pharmaceutical drug with very specific attributes, things like active ingredient, dosage, contraindications, and maybe how it treats a specific disease. This lets you create a much more detailed and precise schema for your specialized content. And that's incredibly useful for sites with very niche or complex information, like, say, a drug manufacturer or maybe a financial services firm. It's about giving the AI a deeply nuanced understanding of your unique world.
So it's about tailoring the data structure to really fit your specific industry's language, the relationships between concepts and all those unique ideas. That level of detail seems incredibly powerful.
It really is. And building on that, we have internal knowledge graphs. This is essentially your own private version of something like Google's Knowledge Graph. It connects all of your content's entities and their relationships, creating this interconnected web of your content that makes it semantically complete. It allows AI systems to not just understand individual pieces of content in isolation, but how they all relate to each other within your domain. This significantly enhances your authority and shows comprehensive coverage.
That sounds incredibly powerful for establishing your site as, you know, the go-to resource. But how does one even manage something like building and maintaining such a complex web of interconnected content? That sounds difficult.
That's a fair question. And that's where structured content CMS comes in. Traditionally, content management systems or CMS platforms are often page-centric. You create a page, and all the content kind of lives within that page.
Right.
A structured CMS, however, is built around entities. This means you can create entities like our Richmond VA example earlier, and then map them across multiple pieces of content. This dramatically improves the AI's understanding between your different content assets. And, crucially, it makes maintaining a complex internal knowledge graph much, much easier. It shifts the focus from just managing individual pages to actually managing interconnected concepts. It makes the entire process more efficient and ultimately more powerful.
Wow, that's a huge amount of powerful information. We've covered strategy, writing precision, entity recognition, advanced structured data.
Yeah.
For our listeners, what are the essential actionable takeaways, like the absolute nuggets they need to remember from this deep dive to put into practice right away?
Okay, yeah, let's break down the core content engineering key takeaways into practical actions. First, break your content into clear semantic units. Remember, LLMs retrieve and reason over small, focused chunks of text, not these sprawling documents. So get those clear sections, paragraphs, and well-defined headings in place.
Okay, chunking first.
Second, utilize semantic triples. Focus on those clear subject-predicate-object relationships, often using the active voice. This helps search engines extract specific features and facts far more effectively.
Right, the mechanics. So those first few points really underscore the mechanics of how we structure content. It's almost like speaking the AI's language directly. Now, let's maybe shift to the substance. What kind of information truly stands out?
Exactly. Good point. Third, embrace topical clustering. LLMs reason over multiple related passages, so structuring your content as a cohesive cluster with clear internal linking and consistent terminology significantly improves retrieval and overall coherence. It basically tells the AI, hey, this isn't just one page. It's a whole authoritative area of knowledge we've covered.
Building authority through connection. Got it.
Fourth, and this one is critical, focus on information gain. To avoid being just in another copycat site, you need to publish content that only you can publish. This means leveraging things like personal insights, relevant stories, original research, expert opinions. As Francine Monahan, one of our content marketing managers, puts it really well.
Yeah.
If your content includes information that can't be found anywhere else, it helps establish your site as a trustworthy source.
That unique value proposition makes sense.
Fifth, use data in your sentences. LLMs prioritize precise data points and clear statements of fact. Content that clearly embeds verifiable data is far more likely to be selected and cited as authoritative.
Those insights about unique information and embedded data really highlight how quality is being redefined in this AI age, doesn't it? It's about providing undeniable specific value. What about making sure it's easily digestible for both audiences?
Absolutely essential. Sixth, be specific and unique. LLMs actively look for salient, distinctive, non-generic content. Boilerplate language, generic statements, anything that could have come from anywhere. It tends to get filtered out or downweighted.
Okay, avoid the generic.
Seventh, improve readability. This has always been important for humans, of course, but for LLMs, it's not just about user experience. It's about minimizing that embedding noise we talked about.
Right, the static.
Yeah, avoid overly complex sentence structures, unnecessary jargon where possible, and excessive passive voice. Use scannable headlines, clear subheadings, maybe jump links to help both humans and machines navigate the content easily. Eighth, spread your message beyond your own site. The retrieval layer behind LLMs actually favors content that is corroborated across multiple trusted sources.
Oh, interesting. So external validation matters to the AI too.
Very much so. Leverage things like digital PR, maybe microsites, online communities, anywhere you can ensure your key facts and insights appear on authoritative, independent domains. This builds trust not just for humans, but for the AI systems validating information. And finally, ninth, diversify your content formats. Conversational search surfaces are increasingly multimodal. Since generative AI makes text content so easy to produce now, there's arguably less of a unique advantage there. Creating content in image, video, and audio formats, especially where there aren't many existing assets on a topic, can give you significant advantages as AI gets more sophisticated in processing different media types.
That's an incredibly comprehensive toolkit. It really gives you a clear roadmap for approaching content in this new era. It covers structure, substance, clarity, validation, format.
Wow. And to cap it all off, your sources also introduce the three laws of generative AI content. These sound like really crucial guidelines for anyone thinking about integrating AI into their content workflow. They absolutely are. And they really help align your efforts as you start exploring ways to improve efficiency with these AI-driven solutions. The first law is generative AI is not a replacement for a content strategy or your content team. It's a powerful tool, no doubt, but it's not a full solution. It's not a substitute for human ingenuity, empathy, and that strategic thinking.
Okay. Tool, not replacement.
The second law, generative AI for content creation should be a force multiplier to improve workflow and augment strategy. It's there to make your existing team and processes more efficient, you know, to amplify what you already do well, not to replace it wholesale.
Enhance, don't replace. Got it.
And the third law, you should consider generative AI content for awareness efforts, but continue to leverage subject matter experts for lower funnel content. For that critical decision-making content where trust, nuance, and deep expertise are absolutely paramount, human subject matter experts remain irreplaceable.
That makes a lot of sense. Use AI smartly, strategically, and where it adds the most value, like top of funnel or workflow, without compromising on that crucial quality or expertise further down. And our sources even highlight the real-world impact of all this, don't they? Noting that well-structured, semantically chunked content can consistently appear as a cited source in AI overviews, demonstrating high recall. That's pretty powerful validation of this whole approach. It actually works in practice.
It does. The proof is emerging. #outro.
What an insightful deep dive. We've really explored how content engineering, well, it's no longer optional, is it? It's absolutely essential for thriving in this AI-driven search landscape. From understanding the necessity of data-backed strategies and the precision of semantic chunking, to the critical role of entities and building robust knowledge bases with things like custom ontologies. The future of content is truly about intelligent design.
It really is about intentionally creating content that serves both your human audience's curiosity and an AI's need for clarity and structured, unambiguous information. It's a powerful duality to aim for.
It really is. And here's something maybe to think about as we wrap up. In a world where AI is constantly learning and synthesizing information, our content is increasingly speaking to intelligent machines just as much as it is to human readers. So what if the most human and engaging content of tomorrow is also the most perfectly structured and unambiguous for an AI to comprehend? How might this transformation redefine the very essence of what we consider quality content? Could it push us all to be even clearer, more specific, and more uniquely valuable than ever before?